This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. The Pueblo Police Department reported today that 21 firearms were seized in Pueblo over 7 days last week. According to the Pueblo Police Department, 17 grams of meth and nearly 15 grams of fentanyl were seized over the same period from Saturday until Friday, April 5th. The Pueblo Police Department did not report the specifics of the seizures, just the number of guns and amount of drugs seized. Two people are under arrest accused of leading Teller County Sheriff's deputies on a high-speed chase. The scene unfolded yesterday in Divide. The deputies tried to stop a Land Rover that was connected to a trespassing incident, but it fled northbound on Colorado Road 51. The vehicle exceeded speeds of 90 miles per hour, weaved into oncoming traffic, and tried to force cruisers off the road, according to the Teller County Sheriff's Office. It eventually crashed into a power pole. The driver and the passenger were arrested on multiple felony charges. Harrison School District 2 says they are feeling the strain as they work to accommodate a large influx of immigrant students enrolling in their schools. This year, District 2 says around 440 new students enrolled who are either migrants, immigrants, or refugees. Between October and February alone, 114 students enrolled that self-identify as immigrants. Rachel Laufer, an assistant superintendent for the district, says over the years they have consistently welcomed immigrants, migrants, and refugees to their schools. However, this year they are witnessing a far bigger jump in student population. El Paso County data reflects that D11 has experienced an increase of 370 immigrant students from October of 2023 to February of this year. Colorado's effort to prevent mass shootings is now up to the governor. State Democratic Representative Meg Frolick, a prime House sponsor of this latest bill, explains it would track gun and ammunition purchases through payment networks.
This simply applies a code to firearms and ammunition and allows law enforcement to use those codes if they need to in an investigation.
The bill was approved by the House Monday. It's the first gun proposal introduced this legislative session headed to Governor Polis's desk. There are four-digit codes for every merchant in a credit card purchase. Currently, firearms and ammunition are exempted out of those codes. Banks and credit card companies list such sales as sporting goods, but this creates a separate category, making it easier to identify someone dropping a lot of money fast on weapons. Some tickets are on sale for the Labor Day liftoff in Colorado Springs. It's returning to Memorial Park for the 48th year from August 31st until September 2nd. A limited number of parking passes are available at special early bird pricing. VIP tickets include parking along with free food and drinks, seating, private restrooms, and a swag bag. Those cost $150 for adults, $75 for kids, are just over $1,200 for an exclusive table of 10. Sounds like a party. New York Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is out with a warning after she was the subject of AI-generated porn. Lisa Taylor has more.
She described to Rolling Stone how she came across a photo on X depicting a deep-faked image of herself performing a sex act. AOC warned of the widespread impacts this type of harassment could have, saying it could cause someone to commit suicide. The Democrat recently introduced a bill making it easier for victims of AI porn to sue the creators and distributors of it. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Al's been with us through the afternoon. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s, overnight lows in the 30s for tonight. We hovering just around the freezing mark around Colorado Springs. Highs bounce back into the 60s on Wednesday under plenty of sunshine. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.